Topic 4.8 is a practical. Describe how to determine the tensile strength of plant fibres practically. Now, for this, you can use nettles. You have to ret the nettles, which means effectively steep them in a bucket of water for a week until it becomes easier to remove the xylem vessels. This is disgusting and stinky, so it's a bit easier to do it with celery. You can just buy a load of celery from the shops, and if you break a bit off at the tip of the celery stem, you will see the sclerenchyma fibres. You can actually pull those out of the stem, and then you can use one of those fibres and you can hook it up as we're going to do now. Now, this is a bit of a physics experiment, so it's important you wear goggles. The masses could drop, they could spring back. You don't want to get anything in your eye. You attach the sclerenchyma fibre to a clamp that's on a retort stand. You should remember how to set up a boss stand and clamp, I hope. And you hang the fibre down. From the other end of the fibre, you attach little masses. You may want to start off with 50 gram masses, maybe 20 or 25 gram masses. You might even find that you want to start off with big masses, and then as you get closer to what you think the breaking mass will be, then you move down to smaller increments. Smaller increments will be a bit more accurate, but if you know it's going to be about 200 grams before the fibre breaks, you don't want to be putting on 10 gram followed by 10 gram followed by 10 gram. So you record the mass that is required to break the fibre. This is your mass in grams. You then need to convert that into kilograms, so you divide by 1,000. Then you need to multiply that by gravitational field strength, or acceleration due to gravity, G. You're A-level students, so you can jolly well use at least 9.81, if not 9.806. This will give you the force in newtons, or kilograms meter per second squared, that has been required to break the fibre. What you then need to do is work out what the actual tensile strength is. This is in force per unit area. So you need to do this in force per unit of cross-sectional area. So you need calipers or screw gauges to measure the diameter of the fibre. This diameter will be in millimetres. Remember that to find the cross-sectional area, you need the radius. So you need to half the diameter. Then remember that this radius is in millimetres, so you need to divide by 1,000 to get the number of metres. This will give you a very, very, very small number. Now, dividing a reasonably sized force in newtons by a very, 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 very small cross-sectional area should give you quite a high tensile strength. It's not going to be as high as carbon fibres. It's probably not even going to be as high as wood. It might not be as high as human hair. It will probably be about the same as the tensile strength of concrete, which is not particularly good. Concrete, for information, is very strong under compression, but rubbish under tension, which is usually when you're building reinforced concrete structures, you put in steel cables or wires under tension so that the steel is strong under tension, the concrete is strong under compression, so the two of them actually pay off and you have very high strength in all situations. You may want to consider whether the length of your fibre has an effect on this, almost certainly, so you need to control for the length of the fibre that you've used in each case. And don't forget to wear your goggles.